October, growth in grace. As Jesus grew, October 1st. And the child grew, and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. The majesty of heaven, the King of glory, became a babe in Bethlehem, and for a time represented the helpless infant in its mother's care. In childhood he spoke and acted as a child, honoring his parents, and carrying out their wishes in helpful ways. But from the first dawning of intelligence he was constantly growing in grace and in a knowledge of truth. Parents and teachers should aim so to cultivate the tendencies of the youth that at each stage of life they may represent the beauty appropriate to that period, unfolding naturally, as do the plants in the garden. As a child, Jesus manifested a peculiar loveliness of disposition. His willing hands were ever ready to serve others. He manifested a patience that nothing could disturb, and a truthfulness that would never sacrifice integrity. In principle firm as a rock, his life revealed the grace of unselfish courtesy. With deep earnestness the mother of Jesus watched the unfolding of his powers, and beheld the impress of perfection upon his character. With delight she sought to encourage that bright, receptive mind. Through the Holy Spirit she received wisdom to cooperate with the heavenly agencies in the development of this child, who could claim only God as his Father. From her lips and from the scrolls of the prophets, he learned of heavenly things. The very words which he himself had spoken to Moses for Israel he was now taught at his mother's knee. And spread out before him was the great library of God's created works. He who had made all things studied the lessons which his own hand had written in earth and sea and sky. Heavenly beings were his attendants, and the culture of holy thoughts and communings was his. From the first dawning of intelligence he was constantly growing in spiritual grace and knowledge of truth. Every child may gain knowledge as Jesus did. As we try to become acquainted with our Heavenly Father through His Word, angels will draw near, our minds will be strengthened, our characters will be elevated and refined. We shall become more like our Savior.